Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There you go. I wasn't sure I was going to have to talk over that. Wasn't exactly sure what the diagnosis was going to be after I got a little more examination. I've never had abdominal pain or anything in the midsection ever bother me before, so I wasn't sure what to expect. The way that the doctors kind of explained it to me was like one isn't better than the other. Like if it was like a muscle or like a bone or a cartilage, like they're all similarly timetabled schedules, so it's not like one's better than the other. Everything in the midsection just takes a long time to heal and mend, and there's a lot of torque and rotation that happens during the swing that needs to be, you know, everything needs to be perfect. So as of right now, it's just a lot of rest to help it heal, but no real rehabilitation process to go through for this type of injury. But yeah, I wasn't sure what I was expecting, but what they had told me wasn't something to my knowledge, and I'm learning more about it as I go as well. So yeah, just a little bit of anatomy lessons as well, getting through this, learning about my body more. But yeah, not happier about one decision versus the next, but it's just going to take time to heal.
Was it just one rib that was fractured, or do they tell you that from the MRI?
Yeah, no ribs were fractured. It's not a bone thing. It's more a cartilage thing. So there's the rib cage, and then there's the sternum, and there's pieces of cartilage that are in between those that connect the two, and that was what was torn, was the cartilage. So what the doctor explained to me, he said that, you know, he had seen these types of injuries in football players and hockey players, and he had asked me if I had had a collision in the past of some sort that would merit some pain in my midsection, and I told him no. And he, you know, pretty much chalked it up to me being so big, rotating so fast so many times that I pretty much created a car crash within my body. And it was a matter of time before this happened. He said it was something similar to, like, a pitcher needing Tommy John, just an inevitable thing that was going to happen sooner or later.
Did he give you, like, any ballpark figure on when it might start to feel better or when it might start to heal? Like, what's the general range for the
year? Right, they said anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 weeks to 9 weeks. They don't know. It's just depending on how my body's feeling. But for right now, I'm still in pain to breathe. My lungs are still hitting my midsection, which I'm still getting to like 75% capacity without pain. So first step is to feel good breathing before I can move to cardio, and then I'll move into more anaerobic exercises, and then progress as I go there. But that's the first step to feeling better, is just breathing without pain. So that's what I'm working on now.
Those kinds of cartilage injuries sometimes kind of like either can create fissures in the bone, right? Like, I think that's what happened with Sale last year. It was a stress reaction based on how the cartilage pulled. Anything like that, or is it like just straight up the cartilage having kind of a tear?
There was no separation between the bone and the sternum or the cartilage. It was just the injury is just the cartilage itself. So cartilage is tough to judge because it has the least amount of blood flow out of all the different body parts. So something that I'm gonna have to let heal and mend correctly if I don't want to injure it further down the road, and something that I'm gonna try to limit the damage on and really let it mend and heal correctly. So this is something that gets squashed at the butt.
No good time for this, but I mean, you were just starting to kind of heat up at the plate. How frustrating is having to shut it down for an extended period the way you were starting to go?
Right. This was something that I had heard a couple of days before, and I felt like I was still seeing the ball well, still putting together good, I mean, maybe not good, but competitive at bats enough to, you know, stay in the lineup, and that was what I was trying to accomplish with it. I was getting the chance to play every day, which is why I was trying to push through this as much as I can, but yeah, just kind of went a little further than I expected it to. I thought it was something that would heal over time. I wasn't exactly sure what the diagnosis of it was going to be, but I was thinking more muscle, more abdominal strain stuff than like bone, cartilage, sternum kind of stuff, just because of the area it was located. So I was just trying to tough it out, but yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because I was seeing the ball well. I thought I was, you know, hitting my stride a little bit offensively, and something I'm going to have to pick up right when I get back. But, yeah, I felt like I was picking up right where I left off last season.
Just to clarify, when did you start feeling that discomfort?
Swinging the Indian series. My first at bat against Lively that day, I think it was 17. But after that, I was trying to manage it every day with the trainers, and yeah, it was a couple days, and then yeah, my body gave out.
So you said earlier this is something that maybe was inevitable just given your size. Did the doctors say this is something you might have to watch out for in the future, or once it heals do you think it'll be fine?
Yeah, hopefully with all the blood and the enzymes and the nutrients and everything that's going to my rib cage right now, hopefully it heals and mends stronger. That's the hope. Typically whenever you get injured in the area, it'll come back a little stronger. So hopefully my hope from all this is that I come back swinging the bat faster and a little more durable, and yeah, I'm hoping that my body can grow into my midsection so I can, you know, continue playing the game healthy like I know I can. But yeah, it's not something that he said I'm gonna need to manage. He says once it mends correctly that I'll be able to hit the ground running and keep going. Like there won't even really need to be a rehabilitation process, just a strengthening process of the abdominal area to continue my swing progression.
How hopeful are you that you'll at least be able to have some sort of a chunk of a season still this year despite this setback right now?
Very optimistic, yeah. I'm feeling better right now with movement every single day. I think I'm just so focused about where I want to be. I haven't, you know, really thought about the process I've made, I mean, and the progress I've made in these last couple of days. So I'm happy about where I'm at compared to where I was feeling 5 days ago. So hopefully I'm keep getting better every day. That's the plan, and, you know, hit the ground running right when I get off the IL. Yeah, so I anticipate a good amount of time for the season, to be playing.
Yeah. Thanks.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.